ella es Sindhu.
Sindhu, ¿no?
Sindhu. En India. Like Kumkum. They're telling that Tulsi Devi, Tulsi Manjari, they're telling the Poor Devi, with her, but is brass, Ratna Shalaka, with golden brushes. Will I do your Sindur Rekha Dish? And that will ornament your Alkavali. Alkavali. Alkavali means these hairs cut. No? So that Krishna will be attracted at once. So what you want to ask?
No, it would just be the kundala.
Kundala. Kundala means he mane is shooting the kundal. It means mane shing here. But here is Krishna. So Krishna sees it. And that bow left lifts the arrow on Krishna by the side of Kundal. This is the meaning.
Bansivadan.
Bansivadan. But Bansivadan is also right. Or Bansi Badan. Badan means mouth. Bansi has kept on the mouth.
Bansi Badan is Krishna's name.
Krishna. This is the name of Krishna.
Bansi Badan.
The Manjaris, they just experience what Radharani experienced when they are Charatna with her. So, what do they experience when they are not Charatna with her?
Can you speak more?
She's saying that last time when she asked you about the Manjaris, you said that sometimes they are not Tadatmika with Radharani.
Tadatmika.
So she's wondering, what are they feeling when they are not Tadatmika with Radharani?
All times not Tadatmika. The time Krishna and Radha are together, and that Srimati Radhika is testing Krishna, at that time Tadatmika. When she is in Virat, they are Tadatmika in Srimati Radhika. In his happiness, they feel happiness by Tadatma. In their sorrow and Virat, separation, they become like Srimati Radhika. But when Srimati Radhika orders them to do anything, to give a letter to Krishna, she goes, at that time, not at that. At this time of serving, sometimes Tadatma, and sometimes not Tadatma. Like
this. This is for all the Manjaris?
All the Manjaris. But yet they have some special qualities. Each. Some are fanning, some are chamaring, some are getting karpur. Karpur means?
Camper.
Some are making flowers, garden. Some are special, they are specialist in this karnabhushan. Some are specialist in this. Some are in chitrakari, painting. So there are every kinds of qualities. They may cheat others their husbands, their brother-in-line or others, they can do any thing very supportful for Radha and Krishna. They are also expert in Krishna bringing to them, Srimati Radhika bringing to Krishna, and all others, everything they are expert. But in them there are so many qualities.
So they can also experience madam. They can also experience madam.
Madam.
They will see. They will see all these things. They may be at that time when madam avastha of Radha, Srimati Radhika is in madam. And if they are there, then they will have the tadatmya with Srimati Radhika. But that thing of Srimati Radhika, not their own. But they will taste. They can taste. But these things are their not own. They can. That mood is not even in Lalita, what to tell in Manjari. Not even Lalita Vishakha Jitra. Anything more? Not now? Understand? When Srimati Radhika is in the laps of Krishna, and Radhika is seeing that, where is Krishna? Oh Krishna, oh, where you are, I am weeping. Manjari is seeing, she is seeing that she is in the lap of Krishna. But Radhika is seeing that, where is Krishna? This will not come in there. Even not in Lalita, but they are seeing how strange this is, this movie. They will see Radhika, so Radhika ji ko dekhenge, kintu Radhika ji ko dekhkar ke jo Radhika ji kar rahe hain ye sare kahan gaye the, ye unme nahi hoga, hoga kisi mein.
Radhika ji to usse nahi dikhe ki kisi mein ji.
Aur unke jo dukh aur sukh hai ye unme kuch tadat ho sakta. और क्या होता है मैं जानता थोड़े हूँ, मैं अपने मन से बना करके कह रहा हूँ. आई एम टेलिंग ऑल दीज थिंग फ्रॉम माई माइंड, व्हाट बिकम्स देयर आई डोंट नो, आई हैव नो रियलाइजेशन. दैट गदाधर इज शक्ति ऑफ चैतन्य महाप्रभु. कृष्णा is himself Gaurchandra, having the mood and beauty of Srimati Radhika. But actually he is Krishna. And Radha is Gadadhar. Gadadhar is Srimati Radhika. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has the mood of Radhika. Krishna has the mood of Radhika and also beauty. But yet Radhika is in the full shape of Gadadhar there and watching Krishna. As a Radhika she is watching that how Krishna is playing the portfolio of Srimati Radhika. She is watching. And if any wrong, Krishna does wrong, then he at once plays that part. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Krishna in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu takes it and he does reform of that thing. But actually she is Radhika. But here not as Radhika. When Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, you say, Parahapidam Natabarabhu, and not taking very good part of that, then Gadadhar from the
line of garden.
She is weeping and very sweetly uttering this issue. Then Krishna also, that is Mane Mahaprabhu also repeats like so. Then he told that who is under shade. Then anyone told that Gadadhar is weeping, he there. So, there are two kinds of worship of Gaur Chandra. With Gaur Nityananda and Gaur Gadadhar. And Gaur Vishnu Priya also. Three kinds of. Those who are in Sakharas, they will worship them Gaur Nityananda. Those who are in Vishnu mood, Narayan mood, then Gaur Vishnu Priya. And those who are of Madhuras, they will worship them as a Gaur Gadadhar. Thus, this will do. It is for others' wish or other persons, not for his own will. And the things which are in Rupa Goswami's book, in the slope, and what is the siksha of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and which is right, purva and upper, means the things which are right before and will be right afterward. So having some connection, he has written everything, and bad things are his own, following Rupa Goswami.
So what is this Kinshid Likitam Svechaya mean?
Svechaya mean, I am writing it by my wish. And that wish depends not on me, but depends what Rupa Goswami has told before and what he will tell after. And I will have to decide by comparison what is right Siddhant. That I have written by Swechha. Swechha means willingly. And the things which I am writing for the benefit of unqualified devotees, it is for others. I am doing by other people.
Parichcha.
Parichcha. For mane, other than me. And to fulfill their wish, I am telling. Thanks. But more.
And then you speak about this 11. These 11 principles, Punjaiva Dharma. Relation, age, name, and then the two last one. The two last one, Parakashta Svas, and then Parakashta Svas. That means that we want to be with Srimad Radharani.
Parakashta means the highest. Highest thing which I want, that Parakashta Svas.
And what is the last, the 11th point? So Prakash just found that we want to have become Pavya Dasis of Srimati Radharani?
Mm-hmm.
That we want to become Pavya Dasis of Srimati Radharani?
Yes, Baba. I cannot live without Srimati Radhika. Service. This is the last. If Krishna is there, if Krishna comes, I don't want to live without the service of Radha.
So what is the difference?
So that was the last point.
Parakashta Svash means the service of Srimati Radhika. This is Parakashta Svash.
So what is the difference between 10 and 11?
Parakashi means to serve Radhika in the act. And here to serve Srimati Radhika. Very little difference. I cannot live without your seva. And I am your Parakashi man. You are bad me. I am yours. One more.
Then I have one from text 5. And you speak there about... You speak there about Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, how he has taken the golden collar of Srimati Radharani, and how actually he is the biggest cheater, because Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is the biggest cheater because he has cheated everyone taking the collar of Srimati Radharani. And then you say, Narahara Chakravarti Thakur is telling that Krishna is stolen the Radha Kanti. And in the 12th shlok, he has only described this cheating fact. This cheating propensity of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. But you haven't said from where, what shlok, or from where. You say the 12th shlok. You said that Narahara Chakravarti Thakur has said it. An example you gave from Narahara Chakravarti Thakur, but you didn't say from where it was when he was talking about this.
He has made some stop. And in first slok he has given. Sachinandanashtakam. You are leftist. All leftists come to me. You are also leftist.
That's by Narahara Chakravarti Thakur.
Gopinam kuchukum kumena nichitam vasah kimasyanam nindit kanchan kanti ras rasitas lesen gauram daho tasam gaad karahi nandan bandan rasal lomo grishyate asyajyam sakipasya lampat guru sanyasi bhi shankhito. He is telling that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says what? Pointing out Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is lampat guru. You know?
Yes, cheater.
The guru of?
Cheaters.
So many lakhs of lumpers is guru of all. Now he has taken sannyasi ways. And why sannyasi ways? His clothes are what? Kuchukum kamena nichitam. The gopis who use the kumkum here, the kumkum is that
Nikhalar.
Why he is called
wearing his gold ranga, golden collar. Yes. Taken the Kanchan Kanti, golden collar. Rasa Rasika. Who are Rasa Rasika? Srimati Radhika, Lalita, Chandravati, Padma, all. Lalita Visha, all Rasa Rasika. Their Kanti he has taken. And how he has become? Gaur Bapu, golden collar. Tasam Gaad Karati Dandan Rasol Nomot Kamodishan. He is now in Sattik. Because this is the Kampa us all are going up. Why? Why? Because all the gopis what they have told here, Rasa Rasika, gopis, Krishna, that Rasa, Lampat Babu has, but, Kalingam Karna Jaya.
Embracing bread.
Embracing bread. And that is why he is Ashokula Kanta. So he is Lampat Guru in the Sannyasi. This is the first log of Satyananda.
It's a good, here you says, oh here.
In what is log?
Govardhan, when I ban Govardhan, 18.
Adrabala, Haridasa Varija.
And then said, Srimati Radhika has two perceptions. One when she is in Braj, and the other one when she is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. When she is perceiving herself.
Who? Govardhan, give that.
Srimati Radhika.
Has two modes.
Yes.
When?
One when she is in Braj, and one when she is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. When she is perceiving herself as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Her bhava is there, but there's also some differences. And then you also often says that we should see Chaitanya Mahaprabhu as Srimati Radhika. But then...
Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is not Radhika. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is himself Krishna, Lampat Guru. He is Lampat Guru. And Radhika is so sarav. And he is so lampat. And jhuta, jhuta?
Liar.
That liar and cheater. He takes the mood of Radhika and color of Radhika. And now he is acting like Radhika. But actually he is Krishna. And Gadadhar Pandit is Radhika, watching Krishna, that how he is acting my parts.
So what does it mean then that it says that she has two perceptions, when she's in Braj and one when she's Chaitanya Mahaprabhu?
Krishna has taken the mood of Radhika and acting like Srimati Radhika. This is one.
Yeah.
And second is, Gadadhar Pandit is there standing, and watching him. Separately he is Srimati Radhika. And seeing that he has taken my mood and collar, but yet mood and collar is with Radhika also. But he has, like, I take some pose, your some pose, or anyone's pose. My pose and everything is with me. But I am posing like you. Unlike Krishna. Srimati is posing like Krishna. But she is not Krishna. In this, similarly, Krishna is... Mahaprabhu is Krishna. And Srimati Radhika is separately in the form of Gadadhar. And Vajra. Not David. I have told in this mood that he has two kinds of manifestations are one in Mahaprabhu and another in Gadadhar. Or when he lives in Vrindavan Braja, one kind, and here in another. Here is she. Krishna is following when the separation moved in Radhika, in Braja. And he is following Radhika and in Gambhira he is acting like Srimati Radhika. Otherwise there, I have told that Krishna, Srimati Radhika has three kinds of manifestation. One in Braja, another is Dwarka, and third is in Kurukshetra. When she is in Vrindavan, herself, Vrishabhan Nandini Srimati Radhika. And when she is in Dwarka, then he is now Vrindavan is
there.
Virahini. Pama. Virahini. And when she is in Kurukshetra, Samyogini.
Samyogini
or Pama. Samyogini or Pama.
Anuruddha also has done this. It is the symbol of Devata. Devata, you know?
Strength. Heroism.
So anyone wants that his my husband should be so strong. The father wants that my son-in-law should be so fighter. Mother thinks like so. So in Khatri it is going on. Krishna took the side of Arjun. Arjun kidnapped it. So it is.
Why does Krishna enjoy seeing the residents of Vrindavan feel such deep separation from him? Why does Krishna seem to enjoy watching the residents of Vrindavan feel great separation from him? You were saying last week that in the Leelas, Krishna Leela, he is watching to see how they're almost dying. Does he enjoy seeing their mood?
He was saying that how much they love Krishna. That in my separation they are about to die. And seeing this, Krishna has so much love, affection and everything for them. And he wanted to see. He also wanted to see us in calamity, in suffering, what they do for me. If father, mother, sister, and all others, villagers, all are opposite to me, they don't want to want that my daughter or my son should go to Krishna. But if anyone goes, then Krishna has so much affection for that person. Because you see that he has sacrificed everything for me. If all ISKCON devotees are warning you not to come here, all are warning. And they are giving so much and for that he could not. If you come here to meet Maharaj, he will not have give any scope for you to live in this world. Your two boys will be suspended for Gurukul. And you also. You have no sympathy for you. Yet you are coming to me personality.
She has so much affection for me.
She has so much regard for me.
Then I will also sacrifice you for so much. But I have no samak, but Krishna has.
When Krishna wants to take the mood of Srimati Radharani and he appears as Mahaprabhu, is he still in the mood of wanting to enjoy? As Krishna, he is a supreme enjoyer. Yes? When Krishna takes the form of Mahaprabhu, he's still in the mood of enjoyment?
No. To be enjoyed.
To be enjoyed. But he is enjoying being enjoyed.
Krishna enjoys gopis and Radhika. They are also enjoying.
He is an option. Go for your kishi jana nani. Serving Krishna. Right fan. Krishna is enjoying that fan. But I am enjoying more than Krishna. Right fan. Seeing face, nose, and so many things. Touching Krishna, seeing Krishna, melting my heart. I am enjoying more than Krishna. Understand? He is saying. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has come as him to be enjoyed by Krishna. How Radhika tests Krishna and how she is in that feels so much ananda. How he is four kinds of madhurya of Krishna. That becomes the stage of Radhika. By enjoying Krishna. These are the modes of Radhika. Krishna has a great to test all these things. So he has become a Radhika. To have mood means to become Radhika. Understand? He has become Tadatmi Radhika mood. Now he has become enjoyed. And then seeing Krishna, not seeing Krishna, in separation and meeting. He is telling, oh Krishna, oh Krishna. Without you, my heart is
what? Breaking.
What to do? I cannot.
These different Bhavas in Mahaprabhu, where he is Krishna but he is Radha, and they are coming together.
Not together.
But they are causing some great madness.
Krishna, by the mood of Radhika, is testing Krishna.
He's not remembering that he's Krishna. Never.
He has forgotten.
He's forgotten that he's Krishna.
Totally, 100%.
Okay.
I mean, totally 100% forget that we are this physical body and we are going dedicated to Krishna, serving Radhika and all other Prajavasis, and we are in Vrindavan. Then we can test all this. This is sadhana. Let's forget all the present situation. All these things. Like, so that all persons will think that she has become mad. She has forgotten how to keep her garments and this. Sometimes here, no knowledge of where to take food, not sleeping, anything.
Maharaj, for the painting, you said that one of the prominent personalities should be Vrakreshwara Pandit. You told me. So what does he look like? You said he should be one of the more important people in the painting.
Painting.
So what does he look like?
He look like dancing.
Like Grihastha? Does he have hair?
No, not
Grihastha.
From Vahid he was Tairagi. Like Raghunath Das Goswami. Raghunath Das Goswami is married, but she was not married. From Vahid serving.
Does he have a shaved head and saffron cloth?
No, this. Like Brahmachari.
Is he old or young in the painting?
Young. So beautiful. So beautiful. But India face. You know Uriya face? Eye is bigger. Up to this. Very beautiful.
Lord Nityananda also has long eyes up to the ear? Or not?
The Advaita Acharya. But he is old.